Oh, thank you, Lord, for all these wonderful people. We praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day that you've made. And I thank you, Father, that there are a lot of people in the United States anyway that are thankful for everything that you've done for us, Lord. And we praise you and we thank you, Lord, that you're cleaning up the deep state. And Father God, we know that we will have at least 3.5 years of good freedom. And we praise you for that. We thank you, Lord, that your protection is upon Trump and all of his cabinet. I understand that they have been, all of them threatened, or most of them have been threatened with their lives. And Father, I thank you for your angels, your warrior angels out and around about every one of them, Lord, that would expose these people. And I praise you, Father, for doing that. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for saving all of these poor children that have been trafficked and are being used for no good. And I thank you, Father, for leading the angels, having the angels go out and getting them and taking them to safety. And I praise you for doing that, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father, for doing that. And I thank you, Father, for all that you're doing with Trump. I thank you, Father, when the time is right, you're going to fill him with your Holy Spirit. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for the cabinet that he's putting together to root out all the evil and the stuff that they've been doing over the years of stealing money from the taxpayers. And I praise you, Father, for pulling down the deep state apparatus that's been running this government and stealing money and stealing freedoms from Americans. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that tonight that you're blessed and we're blessed because of all the great and wonderful praise songs we got. And Lord, I thank you for an open heaven that you've given all of us today and forever. The power and the authority over the enemy. We don't have to put up with anything from the enemy. If we got the faith and we walk in that faith and understand the word, how to do this, how to command the enemy off, Lord, I thank you for giving us all that attribute, that golden attribute, to be bold in our witness. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for leading us and guiding us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Anybody else got a prayer request? Lord, I got to pray one more thing. Lord, I thank you that I know that you're with those that are out there that had to spend Thanksgiving alone. But they're not alone. They've got you. Like Julie and the rest, any other Ben and Andrew, I don't know if they spent it alone or not, but anyway, if they did, I thank you, Father, that you were with them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. Amen. All of y'all are just part of us, so we all lift you up when we get together. Thank you, Lord. All right, anybody got a prayer request? Or a testimony? Or a song? I just want to praise the Lord. What you got there, Obi? Huh?
It's a unfinished toy. Oh, it's a unfinished wooden sword, like a toy or something.
Okay, good.
Not finished yet.
Okay. You're still working on it.
Yeah, well, there's going to be two pieces added on, and I'm going to paint it.
What color are you going to paint it?
Probably silver and brown and maybe black.
That's a good color right there. That's awesome. What'd you do? Is Sho laying down? Yeah, I figured she wore out. She is in a dead run everywhere she goes, seems like. All right. We can start if y'all ready. There, wait a minute, let's wait on Benita, see if she got anything. Benita, you got anything you want to pray about? Or us to pray about?
Nothing comes to mind.
Okay. Did y'all have Thanksgiving today?
Yeah, it was a crazy hectic day. I'm not very organized like the Stewarts are. But somehow it all came together and there was only like 12 of us, but it felt like 50.
Oh my, golly. Let's see, I don't think we had that many. How many did we have, Anna?
21, I think.
21, counting the kids. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Andrew. Or Ben.
I got a prayer request for Karen's mom. Her name's Adriana. She's got a lot of lower back pain and just kind of started not too long ago. And she's been dabbling going into the hospital and whatnot. But I'd like to pray for her tonight.
Okay.
Lord Father God, I lift up Adriana to you again. Lord Father God, I just pray that she has a remarkable healing on her lower back and that she recognizes that she can come to you for all these healings, Father, and that she starts having faith for these healings and that she stops relying on man's ways to do things and she starts to realize that those ways don't work because she has to keep going back to the hospital and that she can just go to you this one time and be totally healed for whatever she needs, Father. We thank you, Father, and we just pray that we all keep going into this faith as well, Father. But we just pray a remarkable healing on her back. Thank you, Father. Amen.
You're muted, Michael.
I knew that. Lord, we just command her back to line up with the Word of God right now in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Father, that she is healed. And Lord, to your glory, that she'd understand that it was you that did it, not the doctors. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Hey, did y'all hear? I know that Julie and Missy did, but did y'all see Real Raw News today? Yeah, they had a deal. The White Hats found out about this big warehouse that had a holographic equipment in there. They said they had a camera in there as big as an oven. And they could throw a hologram up in the air. And what was it they was going to do? They were going to put Jesus up here talking to everybody and telling them that they are worshiping an idol in Donald Trump. This is a deep state that was going to do this. And that they needed to back off. And he was not. He was an idol to them. And God was going to bring him and bring him down. And just all kinds of nasty stuff. And, of course, the White Hats found out about it. And they looked and they went in there. They sent a team out there, and I guess they destroyed it all, but they found the notebooks. That's what they were going to do. And when were they going to do it? During the holidays? Yeah, Missy?
Right around Christmas Day, the day after.
Yeah.
That time frame.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were going to actually put a picture of Jesus up in the sky, you know.
Yeah.
I told them, Michael and Julie, I'd heard about, you know, that there was talk that the deep state was going to try and fake a rapture. Well, this is like second thing.
Well, I'll submit this to you that ain't the only warehouse they got.
Mm.
Yeah.
Let's pray about that. Father, just send the angels to find any other holographic deception equipment, whatever it is, pl- plots and schemes and destroy it all in the name of Jesus. And bring them to justice.
To justice, yeah.
Take money and take down this whole, what was it they called that? Blue Beam, something Blue Beam, Project Blue Beam or something like that. Take all the money from that and destroy all the equipment. And that they rat on each other. They hear about what happened here with this incident and they rat on each other, turn each other in to save their own necks.
Amen.
Put the fear of God in them, Lord. And
amen. That's what needs to be done.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, how many of the churches out there would have fallen for that? Almost all of them. Almost all of them. I hate to say it, but that's what it is. I remember, who was it? One of the Chinese prophets that came over here, he was excited about coming to America because everybody was a Christian. Because all the money it had in God we trust. So everybody had to be a Christian. And they found out just the opposite when they got over here and was so distraught about it. Okay, it might have been Saji Sundar Singh. It might have been him. I don't remember. But I think I've got it up here. It could have been him. I got one of his books up there. But yeah, they come to find out there's just a bunch of people that claim that they know Christ and don't do anything about it with what they know. God's going to find out. And I think God's fixing to shake a bunch of them up and bring them in a full way. I tell you, how many of you have ever told any people out of a Baptist church or something like that about Howard, what's his name? Howard, the guy Pittman? That went to, yeah, Tip, what is it?
Pittman.
Pittman, yeah, Howard Pittman. He died and went to hell because he was a preacher. He was a Baptist preacher. And the Lord told him, he said, just because all you did was build your kingdom down there. You didn't build the kingdom for me. The building the kingdom for me is walking like my son, something like that. And he came back, and first thing he did was find somebody to pray for him, to fill him with the Holy Ghost. We're talking about a Baptist boy. And then he went and told, you know, he wrote that book. What was the name of it? Does anybody remember? Anyway, that's the book that every Baptist ought to read. Yeah, Missy.
One of them was called Placebo.
Well, yeah, that was an off spin of the main one.
I don't remember what the other one
was. I think I loaned it to somebody that couldn't find its way back. Yeah, I don't have it up here. But it's an interesting book, and if you get a chance, you ought to read it. It's a good book. Yeah, Julie?
It's called Demons, an Eyewitness Account by Howard Pittman.
No, that don't sound right. Is that Demons the main one?
Demons, an Eyewitness Account by Howard Pittman. When he went down to hell and he saw the demons and he saw them, how they were making plans and their hierarchy and policies. And yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, that could be it. I was thinking it had another name, but I could be mistaken. All right, anybody else? Anybody else? Yeah, I guess that was it. You was right. Praise the Lord. Okay. All right, anybody else? Y'all ready for some music? Pow, 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 pow. Tilly, 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 do. I'm ready to sing. All right, here it comes. Let me do this first. Hey, girl. Turn the recorder off. Yeah. Things went silly on my screen. Anyway, in the name of Jesus, right now, I come against every enemy that's trying to hinder our praise and worship tonight to leave. Right now, be gone. I bind you up and cast you out of here. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And it could have been operator error. If it was, Lord, help me. Thank you, Lord. All right, what was we doing? Hang on, I've got to go back to it, y'all. Just give me a minute here. You know, this is, we've got probably a lot of people on the internet tonight. And it's, you have to bear with me. It's a little bit, it's not slow in Jesus' name. okay, here we go.
Michael, did you turn your VPN off? That might help too if you didn't do that.
Yeah, I don't run it anymore. I don't think. Let me check it, make sure. But I'm going to get us going here first. All right.
God is not against me. You're in here with me. to me, fighting for me. God is not against me. We'll be right back.
shepherd, and he is everything I need. So I will not worry, I will not fear the enemy. He said that he loves me, he said that he's with me. I walk through the valley of shadow and death, and still I know he has good plans. He has good plans for me. So I will take heart in deserts and gardens. He has good plans. He has good plans for me. Father, I know my Father has good plans. No weapon formed against me will prosper. The Lord is my Savior, so why should I doubt my victory? Why would I question the rod and the staff that comforts me? He quiets the waters, he quiets the storm inside of me. So what could be better? If I
stone that the builders rejected. A rock of refuge where my pride is broken. A sure foundation when the sand is sinking. Where we are built upon like living stones. There is no one else like you. There is no one like you, Lord. There is no one else like you. Son of man and son of God. Son of man and son of God. When from the cross you to the depths descended, the host of hell conspired to make you chain of sin and death you've broken and triumphed over by your mighty power. There is no one else like you. There is no one like you, Lord. There is no one else like you. Son of man and son of God. Son of ascended, where you are seated at your Father's right hand, forever pleading for the souls you've captured, forever watching as you call us home. There is no one else like you. There is
righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all. Jesus Messiah.
Yahweh, Rabbi. before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You've been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love, God. Oh, it chases me down, finds till I'm found, leaves the 99, and I couldn't earn it. I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. All the overwhelming, never ending, reckless love of God. I was your foe, still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99, and I couldn't earn. I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. All the overwhelming, never ending, reckless love of God.
working in this place, I worship you. I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. Oh, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Eternal life.
You never stop working. You never stop. 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 You never His name is above. His name is above depression. His name is above loneliness. Oh, his name is above disease. His name is above cancer. His name is above every other name.
Spirit of wisdom. of his word. Shake at the force of his word. One breath from his mouth will destroy the wicked. You wear righteousness like a belt and truth like an undergarment. You wear righteousness like a belt and truth like an undergarment. The earth will shake at the force of his word. In that day, the wolf and the lamb will live together. In that day, the wolf and the lamb will live together. In that day, the wolf and the lamb will live together. In that day, the wolf and the lamb will live together. Day, the wolf and the lamb will live together. In that day, the wolf and the lamb will live together. All my words fall short. I got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do, but every song must end, and you never do. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. Nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah. I've got one response, I've got just one move. With my arms stretched wide, I will worship you. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is your heart. Thank you.
my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. Cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Oh, come on my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. Cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Come on my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. Cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs.
Sometimes I fall to my knees and pray. Come, Jesus, come. Let today be the day. Sometimes I but I'm holding on to a hope that won't fade. And come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal. Day be the day.
and all will believe in the power of his name. Come, Jesus, come. And lay it all down, 'cause it might be today the time is right there. There's no need to wait. No, your past will be washed.
On America Prodigal, there's a song called Forgiven, and I am, man, it's one of those, I still, you know, you live, when you're making a record, you live with these songs for a long amount of time. In fact, this is one of the first ones that came. I didn't know where it fell in the whole thing. We had the idea of America Prodigal. We're all very familiar with the story, but, and this song fit right in to what I was trying to say as a whole. I mean, one of the things that we need most as humans, and maybe it's definitely one of our biggest needs, is the need of love and acceptance. To know that despite where we are in our present tense, that we are loved, and that's exactly what redemption and the grace of God does. It comes to our present tense. God doesn't love our future self more than He loves us as we are right now, and the blood. And the sacrifice of Christ covers everything we've done. That is like, man, that's why the cross is such a historic moment and so needed and necessary and so countercultural. And you know, you hear the thing, it's upside down kingdom all the time, but it's an upside down way of living too. Is when you give up self, you gain everything. You know, when you let go, you gain everything. And to hear and know that you are loved and forgiven. That's, man, as I said, I've lived with it for a long time, and I still cannot make it through it without having the tears, because it's such good news to even me, in my present tense right now. It's something you can't hear too much, that you are loved and you're forgiven. And that's exactly what the prodigal son felt when he saw his father running down the road to embrace him.
Don't deserve it. Forgive it. you're a liar, but I call a spade, you're just a kitten running up. Come on!
Give me a minute here. I've got to get. I'm off the wrong on the wrong list here. I missed some of them, and it's kind of hard for me right now to do it without stopping it. So we'll do this. Okay. Just a moment here. Sorry about this. It's just, I missed a couple of them.
out and will be the house in which I dwell.
Faithful one, so unchanging, ageless one, you're my rock of peace, Lord.
So on, Jesus.
Faithful one, so unchanging, ageless one, you're my rock of peace, Lord. You are my thank you.
I'm lost without you.
Amen. I like that song. That's an old one. I like it. Did y'all see the chat? 1 John chapter 4, verse 2 through 4 for Tuesday night. I've heard some people talking about this before, utilizing it in the wrong way. First John chapter 4, verses 2 through 4. I thought we'd just discuss it for a little bit. It won't take long. Maybe. Father God, we just ask that you receive these praises from us to you, Lord. We praise you for allowing us the opportunity to praise you and glorify you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. And Father, we just ask you to be with us and give us a good night's sleep tonight or a good day's work to know where we are in the world. And we thank you for that, Father. Lord, we thank you for your protection upon our loved ones. We thank you, Lord, for bringing them into the kingdom, too, at the right time. And we praise you and glorify you, Father. Lord, we thank you for all our brothers and sisters. We thank you for your shield of protection around each and every one of them in the days ahead. We know that there's going to be some things that are going on. It's not going to be very pleasant. But, Lord, we believe that you're going to protect all of us, that you're elect, and that are believing in faith. Father, we thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, Father, that those that we prayed for healing are healed. And we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for being our lead and our guide, for being our God. Been an awesome walk with you. Ups and downs, but we're on the hilltop right now, Lord and God, and I praise you for putting us there, each one of us, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, all right, that's it. See y'all later, alligator.